Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, buckle up, because we're diving headfirst into something powerful today, building an unshakable inner fortress. No, I'm not talking about some medieval castle with moats and drawbridges, though that would be cool. I'm talking about cultivating a stoic state of mind. Ever feel like life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when your plans go sideways and you're left wondering, what the heck just happened? Well, guess what? This ancient philosophy is some serious wisdom to help us navigate those turbulent waters and emerge stronger than ever. Now, I get it, stoicism might sound a bit stuffy, like something your history teacher droned on about back in high school. But trust me, this stuff is incredibly relevant today. We live in a world of constant noise, distractions, and pressure. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of what truly matters. Stoicism teaches us how to find peace amidst the storm, to focus on what we can control, and to develop that inner resilience that helps us bounce back from anything life throws our way. So, what are some key takeaways from this incredible philosophy? First up, acceptance. It's about acknowledging things as they are, not wishing they were different. I'm talking about accepting the good, the bad, and everything in between, because clinging to what we want or fighting against what is only leads to frustration and suffering. Ever been stuck in traffic, fuming and cursing the driver in front of you? Yeah, that's resistance. Stoicism says, hey, let it go. This situation doesn't define you. Use this time to listen to your favorite podcast or meditate. Second, focus on what's within your control. Think about it, you can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even winning the lottery ticket, though wouldn't that be nice? But you can control your reactions, your thoughts, and your choices. When things get tough, ask yourself, what can I do right now to make a positive difference? Maybe it's taking a deep breath, practicing gratitude, or simply choosing kindness over negativity. Third, cultivate virtue. This isn't about being perfect, it's about striving to be the best version of ourselves, honest, courageous, just, and wise. Think of it like leveling up in your own personal life game. We all have flaws, but by consciously working on our character, we become more resilient and capable of handling challenges with grace. Next up, live in the present moment. We spend so much time dwelling on the past or worrying about the future that we miss out on the beauty of now. Stoicism encourages us to savor each experience, to appreciate the small things, and to find joy in the journey itself. Remember those childhood days when a walk in the park felt like an epic adventure? We've got to recapture that sense of wonder. And finally, remember your mortality. This one might sound a bit heavy, but hear me out, understanding our finite time on this planet can actually make us appreciate life more fully. It helps us focus on what truly matters and to live with intention. Think about it like a video game, you wouldn't waste precious levels grinding away at pointless tasks, right? You'd focus on the goals that matter most. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, and suddenly, a delivery truck swerves out of control, narrowly missing you. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and your mind starts racing with what-ifs. But instead of panicking, remember these stoic principles. Accept that the situation happened, it's outside your control. Focus on what you can do now. Take a deep breath, step back, and assess the situation. Think about your actions, are they helping or hindering? Choose to respond calmly and rationally, even in the stressful moment. This is where Stoicism shines, it equips us with the mental tools to navigate life's unexpected turns with grace and composure. So, folks, remember these key takeaways. Embrace acceptance, focus on what you can control, cultivate virtue, live in the present moment, and remember your mortality. This isn't just some ancient philosophy, it's a toolkit for building resilience, finding inner peace, and living a more fulfilling life. And that's something worth striving for, right? Remember to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what resonates most with you, what challenges you're facing, and how these principles are helping you navigate your own unique journey. Until next time, keep striving for that Stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.